Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. We're talking about Nastassia Arendse. Lots to discuss in the world of business, Nastassia. And I think you will have seen the story that's been making headlines. I think we'll start with that first. Anglo finally sold 55 Marshall Street building in Johannesburg.
That's right. So they sold the building to Olitski Property Holdings, which is an inner city redeveloper. It was constructed in 1999 and was previously the headquarters for Anglo American Platinum. So Olitski Property Holdings is renowned for its transformation of Gandhi Square and the greater Marshalltown area. It's a 50,000 square meter building, and it's going to be repurposed to become the hub of public and commercial activity. So when it comes to a lot of these transactions that Anglo has engaged in last year, the 45 Main Street building was handed over to the Maharishi Institute, and they provide education and employment opportunities for up to 3,000 underprivileged students. And then earlier this year, 47 Main Street was handed over to the Wits Business School to house the Wits Crucible, which is a business incubator aimed at developing small enterprises.
And then, of course, the Transnet building also for sale down there. It's all indicative that people don't really want to be downtown anymore.
It is. I mean, when last have you been in the CBD? It's not what it was, say, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. The degradation has been quite stark.
No, 100%. Now, let's speak about the border, right? Do you remember when the Suez Canal was blocked?
Yeah.
And literally all of the world's supply chain was hampered? This is something similar, but on a smaller scale, just between Mozambique and South Africa, right? So the Lumumba border, that's cost us 5 billion rand so far.
Yeah, so that's according to the CEO of the Road Freight Association. So yesterday, the Border Management Authority temporarily closed the border crossing into Mozambique following a new wave of protests that broke out around Maputo. So hundreds of trucks carrying cargo, most notably chrome, have been stranded. South Africa is the biggest chrome exporter, and of the 17.7 million tons of chrome ore and concentrate that South Africa exported last year, 9.4 million, which is about 53% of that, was exported to Maputo. But besides the closure of the Lebombo, the port of Maputo has also halted activity, and logistics group Grindrod announced yesterday that it would temporarily suspend its port and terminal operations in Maputo and Matola.
Okay. And so maybe tell us what the markets are looking like.
Markets seem to be liking what is playing out in the U.S. U.S. equities extending their post-election rally. The S&P 500 approaching 6,000 points, notching its 49th record this year. Locally, the JSE also closing in positive territory. We saw gold trimming back some of its gains, oil heading higher. When we look at the currency, the rand trading at 17 rand 37 to the dollar, 18 rand 73 to the euro, 22 rand 53 to the pound, and a barrel of Brent crude is $75.15 a barrel.
Thank you very much. Nastassia Arendse over there bringing you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.